Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest today is John Stewie, President and General Manager of Molinos de Puerto Rico. And John, we described your commencement from Kansas. And tell us then how you got into the milling business, how you decided, you know, what you were going to study and what it required. What was your educational formation in Kansas State in terms of where you ended up?
Okay. Well, I grew up working on a wheat and cattle farm, obviously my interest was agriculture and food. When I originally went to the junior college, I was interested in animal nutrition. Didn't really know where I was going to head, but that was my interest originally. Having worked with cattle, and that was part of my life, and it was of high interest to me. And as I, the junior college years went very quick, and I had an uncle that actually worked with General Mills as the operations director for all of General Mills, and one day he asked me, well, what do you really want to do? And obviously I just really wasn't certain. I thought maybe I wanted to be a veterinarian or something like that. And he said, well, why don't you take a look at milling? He said, we're now short graduates, and there's good opportunity.
You were in junior college then or in Kansas State?
I was at that time, I was still in junior college, okay. And I was getting ready to go to Kansas State, and he had asked me, so what
you had already been admitted, and that's where you were going. Okay.
Yeah, so I said that, okay, well, let me take a look at it. And it actually, at the time, and just as a little bit of background, Kansas State University, and this isn't a plug for the university, but it is there. It's one.
When somebody says that, it's going to be a plug.
Yeah.
Go ahead. There's nothing wrong with a plug.
And mind you, I have not been back to Kansas State since I left.
Wow.
So anyway. I stay connected.
They don't ask you for money?
Oh, they always ask for money, but they'll let you send that through the mail. There are two schools in the world today that actually offer milling. One is at Kansas State University, and the other one is in Switzerland through the Bueller Group. And actually, Bueller supports the school at Kansas State. So it's kind of a unique curriculum. And at the time, I said, well, I guess I'll go into it. So when I actually went into Kansas State, that's what I signed into. And I did go ahead and on my animal nutrition, I stayed with that. And but I wanted to go ahead and get my milling degree. And so I went ahead and attended the school there. And sure enough, when I graduated, the demand was reasonably good. And at that time, pay was reasonable. And I joined a company that really didn't know too much about them at that time, and started with them in a feed mill out in Illinois. And then
the name of the company was?
It was Continental Grain Company.
Okay.
At that time.
It was a big company, no?
At that time, it was the second largest privately held grain company in the world, next to Cargill.
Okay.
Today, they're just a very small group. They sold off a lot of their grain handling units back in the early, late 90s, actually, I guess it was. But so I went to work with them in the U.S., and then I moved a couple times, went and worked in one of their corporate units up in Chicago, and then went out to Pennsylvania. And at that point, the person who originally had hired me had said he was passing back through Pennsylvania at the time because he took a position up in New York, but he had left Puerto Rico. He had been the general manager in the facility in Guanica at that time, and he asked me. He came through there, he and I were personally connected in a certain way. He just said, "Hey, would you be interested in going to Puerto Rico?" And I said, well, I don't know, you know, maybe I should take a look at it, you know.
Yeah.
He said, well, okay, well, we'll why don't you fly down there and take a look at it. And at the time, and I hadn't been married that long, a couple of years, so my wife and I, we came down, and I can remember they were right in the middle of union negotiations and at a point of strike. So when I got here, the the general manager at that time said, well, listen, I can drive you around the facility, but I can't let you in it because we're at the point of strike and contentions are high.
What a sales job. What a sales job.
Yeah. So yeah, here
at least
I was.
You have a challenge coming up.
Here I was, basically a kid out of Kansas, knew nothing about this place. And we're driving there in Guanica. We're driving around that road, and actually, it's a pretty bay and stuff like that. I'm like, well, I can't go inside and look at this thing, but I'm going to have to make a decision. And I can remember the night before, we didn't go to sleep because they were having a party out on the deck of the old Holiday Inn up there in Ponce with merengue and all that stuff. And, of course, my wife was like, you're interested in this job. You can't even go look at the plant. You can't sleep. And so I told him, okay, I'll take the job. So
and the company was?
At that time, it was Molinos Nacionales.
Okay.
Okay, and it was owned by Continental Grain at that time.
Okay.
And so I was still with the same company. And so I took the job, and they said, well, we need you down there in April. This was, I think, in February. And they said, well, we can give you some introduction Spanish if you'd like some. I said, well, I don't know. What is that? I was living in Lancaster, Pennsylvania at the time. And they said that, well, you can go down to Washington, D.C., and we'll put you in for a week.
Well, so like, I went like these Berlitz courses.
Yeah, yeah. So I went down, and you know, they told me how to say hello and all that stuff. And
no, ahora habla español bien.
Sí, yo lo hablo sin problema. And so anyway, what I think probably the biggest takeaway of that school was they taught me how everything was pronounced the same, and that's what I always remembered. So when you pronounced words, it was a lot easier. That was the only thing I learned from it, because 1 week wasn't enough. And so I came down. And
at least, you know, I have to congratulate you. You gave an effort. It's incredible. You know, the number of people that, you know, travel or take on jobs, they don't really make an effort to learn the language. And I think that they lose an awful lot.
One of the things is a lot of people. I started out as a plant superintendent, so I had to run the operation. So I really had to listen and communicate with people. So it wasn't like a general manager position or anything like that. I really had to run the facility.
Right, what a challenge.
And so when I walked into the facility the first day, they were still trying to resolve the union contract, and they were almost at point of strike. So that was, I walked in, and
That was a long process. You 2 months have gone by. They're still at the same.
Still at the same thing.
Where they were with you.
And I can remember, I walked into the facility, and the first two people I ran into was the union president and the union steward. And the general manager was with me, but he went on in, and the union president grabbed me by the arm. He says, and he spoke very little English, but he told me, he says, I heard you were coming here. I am expecting that you will get this thing fixed, and we will be able to work normal again.
Wow, what a nice reception.
And so the union steward, I remember.
But you must have said something in Spanish to him before.
The only thing I could have said was hola.
Well, no, está bien, but at least, you know.
And,
at least you didn't say hola.
Exactly. And the union steward, who was I say this in good terms, he was a New Yorker, but spoke English fairly well. But he had long black hair, and he had a chain of bullets around his neck. So it was, and he was in fatigues. So yeah. It was like
he was trying to intimidate people.
And I was like, "What have I gotten myself into?" You know. And from that point on, eventually we did. They negotiated out, got things resolved, and my relationship always at that time, and it was. A union president that many people knew here locally. He was part of CEMEX. He was part of most of the Tuneros here. His name was Arturo Figueroa. And he and I always had a very good relationship. And worked very well together. I had very little problems. Again, I think part of it was my demeanor. I like to listen, you know, I want to be fair. Got to be firm, but be fair. And so my relationship always worked. I didn't go without many arbitrations, but I won a number of those, and I think there was a little bit of respect gained from that. And
what do you think when you know that initial really positive reception that he gives you? Do you think that came from what? Do you think it was that somebody said something about you before you got there, or you think your demeanor? You think you spoke Spanish? Do you have a sense of what that may have been?
I have to believe somebody said something about it before I got there. I had, I've been very fortunate. I've been very lucky, but I had moved fairly quickly in my first 5 years with the company, and I suppose some of the people said, "Hey, this guy, maybe he's not a bad guy. Listen to him." So that's my guess.
Okay. Yeah, we have. Well, very good. I have to take a break. I'm with John Stewie of Molinos de Puerto Rico. We'll be right back.